We are in the middle of the sugya about Mem Zayin and Medalos, about Mem Zayin and Medbeitz. Just to get back in the swing of the sugya, we had in the Mishnah, let us perhaps learn the Mishnah and the Rashi again. America has a day of David Kehoven. Person sold his field to a day. So, it says in the Mishnah, this is Rashi's Girsa, Reikeya, the Maiden, Imena Bikurim. So, the field belongs to the Goy. So, the Moicha purchases the Bikurim from the Goy, Mipnei Tikon Ha'ilo. Let us again say Rashi in the Mishnah, Ochi Garcino, this is Rashi's Girsa, Reikeya, Umeidi Bikurim, Bechol Shana. Every year, so, Rikach, Mimaida, Kechavim, Bikurim, Tereser, the doming economy, even though the guy will charge a expensive price, who may be on the Yerushalayim, and he brings these Bekulim to Yerushalayim. It may take on Ha'ilam, Shlo Yehirogel, Limker, Karka, Be'eret Yisrael, Ra'ivet Kechom. So Rashi says two reasons. One reason, people should not want to sell their karkos to go. We'll see how this is a deterrent. The gam im mocha, and if you do sell, yatriach lavzer achel of livde. So he will see that it should not remain by the goy, or whom try to purchase back the karka from the goy. Now, we hear in the Gemara, amachloikis rabbin rabbeloso. Rabbe held, Ein kinyan lo'ivet kechovem be'eretz Yisrael lavkiyem idei ma'isa. Which means that when a guy purchases a kalke, the kalke, we'll see, you again see Rashi and Amid Beis, the kalke still has kedushas eretz Yisrael. Even though it belongs to the guy, but his bailus is not mafkiyah the kedusha, and therefore there's a chiyav ma'isa. All chiyuvim that are tolly in kedushas haaretz, maisel, kurim, chumet, still apply. Ein kinyan lo'ivkom lavkiyah midei maisel. And we hear that shitas rabin. Rabbi Loza holds yesh kinyan la'akum lavkiyah midei maisel. Rabbi learns out from a posik, ki li ha'oretz li kedushas ha'oretz. Kedushas ha'oretz remains by the Rabbeinu Shlom. It will never become nifka through the purchase of a goy. And Rabbi Lozer darshan from a posik, de goncho, that if your tvua is growing, that means it's your kalke, then there's a chiyah. If it's not the goncho, it's true of a goy, that means the goy purchased the karka, there's no chiyav of tumas ha'mais. That was the sugya of Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Now let's go to Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on Rabbi. This is around 10 lines from the top. Oma Rafhiya Bar Oven Toshma. After the line kibush yochid shmei kibush, this is the next line. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ovin Toshma Hamoicher Sodei Loivet Kechov. Now the Gemara brings down our Mishnah. Loikeach Umevi Bikurim. So the Moicher purchases the Bikurim from the Goy. He brings these Bikurim Mipnei Tikon Ha'Olam. The Mishnah gives a reason. Mipnei Tikon Ha'Olam. So this is a kasha on Rabbi. According to Rabbi, that holds ein kinyan la'akum, min ha'toyre, he should be mechuyev to bring bikurim. Now we will see a moira de kerashi. So kerashi azoy, midei seloy, ve'i ein kinyan lo'ivet kechovim la'kiyem idushosa. If we will say ein kinyan, Havelol the Indian kedushoso, Birshus Yisroel keilu mishkana. A moira dike Rashi. So Rashi says, if you hold ein kinyin, so that means the goy can never purchase kedushas ha'oretz. When we're speaking about Eretz Yisroel, we're speaking about the physical properties that Eretz Yisroel possesses. And then there's ruchnis dike, this kedusha dike halokim of Eretz Yisroel. And if we hold ein kinyin, so that means a goy cannot take over kedushas ha'oretz. So what does that mean, he cannot take over? So it remains by the meicher. This is not sellable. V'mein kinyin loivet kechov melachti mekdushoso. Havelo le'inyin kedushoso birshus Yisrael. So it's still the yid's field. Legabi dvorim shebekdusha, it's the yid's field. Kilo mishkino. No, pshat is, I'm letting you grow peiris on my field. Legabi kedusha soch. Bekivet. The Bikurim mitzvah deram yaleihu. So listen, it's your field. And there's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. The light of the lesser peiris bachila. Napshat Bikurim is, I have to be mafrish Bikurim in order to eat the peiris. That means, if that would be pshat in Bikurim, that I have to be mafrish Bikurim in order to eat the peiris, so then the Meichel will say, well, I'm not eating the peiris. The guy is eating the peiris. I don't want to be mafrish Bikurim. So Rashi says that's not true. V'loi tovli lesser peiris ba'achile. Bikurim does not create table. No, so what pshat mafrosh is Bikurim? There's a mitzvah. You have to bring from your field the Bikurim. Is mechayiv. So we come over to the Meicher. If we hold ein kinyin la'aku, so the kedusha belongs still to the Meicher. So we come over to the Meicher and we don't tell him tikkun ha'ilo. We tell him, Rav Yid, you have a field, you have to bring bikurim. It's your field. In the mamonis of the field maybe is the guys, but in the kedusha of the field, the frequency of kedusha, it's yours. So now Rashi says, what's with Maisa? What's with Afrosh's Maisa? So telling you it's your field, be Mafrosh Maisa. V'leidom ila Maisa. V'afilu laman diyoma ein kinyin. V'afilu we hold ein kinyin. So there's taka din Maisa also. But loy mechayiv la'asa al chelke sheloy v'tkachom. I'm not mechayiv to be Mafrosh on the chelik of the goy. The Maisa tabu. Maisa, there's no mitzvah to be Mafrosh Maisa. Maisa makes it tevil. Va'osa lei bachila. And if you're not mafrish maisa, so you're not allowed to eat it. V'lav mitzvah de romye alehi. It's not a mitzvah that is mutal and it's my tvu, I have to be mafrish maisa. Elim keinoichlo. No, if you want to eat it, from a mailer, I got news for you. You can't eat it before you mafresh meiser because meiser is tov. But if you don't want to eat it, he's not going to eat anything. It belongs to the guy that paid it. So there is no chiyuv on him to be mafresh meiser. By meicha, or let's say you want to go and take the tevil and sell it to someone else. So there to come mishtar shalei. So there you're deriving benefit from the mamon hashevet. From yid, there's mamon hashevet in this table. So you cannot derive benefit either through achila or through mechira. Avol bikurim mitzvah deram yalei, but bikurim is a mitzvah deram yalei. So memele, the Gemara is asking, amir de kekash. According to Rabbi, that what it says in the Mishnah, that the meicher is mechuyev to purchase the bikurim from the goy mipnei tikkun ha'olam and shuldik. Not mipnei tikkun ha'olam, minatayr is mechuyev. It's your field, you're mechuyev to bring bikurim, it's a mitzvah deram yalei. So mamel, that's why you have to purchase the peiris. So this is akasha am rabbi. What did rabbi do with our mishnah? He said, it seems that we hold yesh kinyin, And so there's no kedushas bikurim whatsoever because yesh kinyin. The rabbanim may tikkun olam. He should bring bikurim, give it a koyim. According to you, Enkinyin Yechayiv Minatoy. Oma Ravchiye Barove. No. Oma Ravashi, Shtei Takomisav. So Ravashi says, you're 100% right. According to Rabbi, Minatoyre is Mechuyev to be Mafrish Bikurim and to purchase it from the Goy. So I have news for you. Shtei Takomisav. Mikore ave maise mideraise. Before or any takone, everyone did a take, 100% right, in Kenyan. All moichem, each year they used to knock on the door of the blekeach, the goy, he wants to buy the bikurim, they charge an expensive price. He did this. This was going on for years. Even the chazu, when Chazal saw the komikri umizavni, the sovri biktushosayu kaimi. Now what does this mean, the komikri umizavni? So the Meiri says as follows. The Meiri says, kloima, shahoyu moichem lehem tomit. People thought, listen, that they thought, that what happens? Let's loma magashim zaindin. People had fields. The goy wanted to buy the fields. They wanted to give good money for it. So Mamela, so he sold the field, $100,000, his conscience did not bother him 1 second. Still kedushas haaretz. Every year I bring bikurim. No, bring bikurim. It's a kaddish. I bring bikurim. So Mamela, so no one felt in any way bad to sell the karka to a goy. I'm not being mafkia the kedusha. The kedusha is the halstor. Ich bring bikurim. I get $100,000 also for the karka. I mean, this mamish stay alamis. So memele. So what was happening? Zukte meiri. Shayemoychelam tomit. Al smach shakarka bikdushosoy. Fakel, the bringing of the bikurim was had a it had a detrimental effect. Yes, everyone sees it's Kaddish. The ain lahem oynish, and no one will call him, I'm doing something wrong. What am I doing wrong? The sovi b'dushasayu kaimu, tkinuluhu d'loy leysu. So Chazal made a takone, yeshkech lom lakadol min ha-teire b'shev al-tase, no more bikur. No more bikur, you don't mean bikur. No. No, no, you don't mean Bikurim, so now, whoever sold the field, that's what Bikurim, Lachir Bikurim, Lachir Bikurim. Oh. Then already the conscience started bothering them. It's going to Helik Yefeld, I sold the Tagoy, as Mavkiyah the Kedusha, accomplished something. So now, if you look in the real estate market, it was cut down three quarters of the fields were not sold anymore, you sold Kedoshim, who wants to be Mavkiyah Kedusha, Sa'oret. So Memela, we accomplished something. Fine. Even the Chozo, the Mandalay Sagilay Mizban, but there was good. So the people were just selling their kakois for a lucrative profit. They saw Yemakia from the Kedusha. They stopped. 3/4 of the Mechiris were a bottle of Mavutal. But what a person that was desperate. He had to sell the kalkech. I mean, he sold the kalkech. I mean, echich lo yeguna. I gotta sell the kalkech. So, even the chachozi, the mandalay sagile masbin, he sells the kalkech. The ko mishtakon biyad oivde kechomim. But he had no interest to be paid it. That means it's fafalim. That means, like this, if we would have a kedusha, so a person could have an interest to repurchase it, so the kedusha is by a goy, that could motivate a person to purchase it back from the goy. That's also true if he has a kedusha, but if it's a kodesh already finished, to make a kodesh, as that's having been finished. So for kelt, this havos bikurim, that what Chazal wo oike the mitzvah wa avoyis bikurim. So because of that, so people so one who had to sell it, those who there was no dire need to sell it, so the mice, they stopped selling. So no problem. But those, the words that I need to sell, selling very will remain by the goy, which is also not a good thing. So my mele is, kim de chosman lo isagle mizbe mekom mishtako miyadei vikechom, hodo tekinu lehu deleiso. So they made, again, a takone, you should bring bikurim. You should bring bikurim. Now, let us see Rashi. He says, should bring bikurim. So people say, ah, this is yokodesh, and it's by the goy, and so this will make that they'll be paid. Now let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, shtei takonesav, kloima, lo'ilom, midaraisa mechayev. No, according to Rabbi, midaraisa we are chayev. Midaraisa mechayev. Boho diktonim ne tikon ho'ilom. Mishum de, mi'ikore, mishum siyog tiknu shaloi likach alohovi. First it was a takone, not to purchase it and bring. Ken meforesh v'ozo, rafika chutzuchu lachzor l'sakein, so therefore they were lachzor l'sakein l'amido kedin toy. V'sobo v'dusha sayu kaimin, enonu nenoshim bedobo, mishtakim b'yadoiv de kechom, shloi hoi yechoi zera poido isa, tkinu de laisu kedei she yitrach b'yifter. Now, I hear a shtikl ha'ore on the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi said, when Rashi explained in the beginning what had occurred here, there were two takonis. So, l'chayre lo'ilom midemarai semechai. For hodik toni, let's go back to that Rashi, m'nei tikon ho'ilom. Mishum demikore, mishum siyog tiknu shaloi likach lo'ovi. First, there was a takone, not to purchase it and to bring bikurim. And then later, hastes, they saw that also was not an ideal situation. Lefikach utzruchu lachzer ulesakein ulahamido kedin toyer. So, lechayre, I think Rashi is meiridik marich over here. Lachzer ulesakein Ula hamido kedin toyer. Now, lechayre, when we would learn the Gemara, lechayre, we have to understand like this. First, they made a takone not to bring bikurim. But they saw that it's no good. It's not good. So, lechayre, they were oike the takone. Napsha, lachze, ula sake, ula hamido kedin toyer. Lechayre, they were oike the takone. But that's wrong, for a few reasons. Reason number one, the Gemara says there were two takones. Such that there were two takones, there was a takon, and they were ikar the takon, number one. Number two, between you and me, in the beginning, they were bringing bikurim. Then they saw that's no good. It was no good takon. So here to make a takon and not to bring. If you bring bikurim, everyone will start the real estate will go booming again. Everyone sells Tagoy, we bring Bikurim, Shalom Yisrael. So they saw it's not good to bring Bikurim. That was the Takone. Then they saw it's not good not to bring Bikurim. So what do you, so you go back to the first one. I mean, what are you accomplishing? I mean, whatever you're doing is no good, but I'll kapon them, so you go back to the first. So Dach Sechmir, Rashi saying that Moira Bikazach. Rashi is saying the first Takone was, before the takonah, there was a chiyuv to bring bikurim in atoyr. Chazal said, there's no chiyuv to bring bikurim, even though ain kinyan la'akum lafti kedushas haaretz, there is no chiyuv to bring bikurim. Right. The oikar the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv finished. The minute we were oikar the chiyuv, people stopped selling the kakois, they realized what they're doing, before there was a chiyuv, now there's no chiyuv. People stopped selling the karkoy. They got the message. But since there's no chiyuv, so people, those who were forced to sell, have no interest to be paid it. So they made a new takone. You know what the new takone is? Not that they went back to the old. Min ha-toyre, there's no chiyuv to give bikurim. We made a siyog, there's no chiyuv to give bikurim. And all those people who were selling it, there's no chiyuv anymore. There's no chiyuv in a Torah to give bikurim. You are mafkiyah the kedusha. and don't you dare sell. And they got the message. There was a takona midarabonon yimachuyiv to be poide. There's a midarabonon yimachuyiv to be poide. Now look at the lashon of Rashi. We'll see two Rashis. Lefikach utzruchu lachzer ulesaken sanu takone lachzer ulesaken ulamido kedin toire with a chof adimyin kedin toire. Now, lechayre, let us again learn the Rashi in the Mishnah, and we'll see dachsme Rashi in the Mishnah says it. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Ochi garsino, loikeyach umeybi bekurim, choshonu tzorch likach menoibet kechovim bekuri pereseo, bedomim yekorim umeybiyom irushalayim. Mipnei tikon oilom, so look at the kukul that Rashi makes over here. Shelo yeirogil limker karke beretz Yisroel loibet kechovim. That was the first takone. The gamimocha yetrich lachzer le'erbeliv. That's the second takone. Rashi made one kugel over here. There's two reasons. There's two takones. Rashi's going with the gemara. Rashi's saying pshan the mishnah. There's two cheshbonos. And baby, not that the first one falls off after the second takone. The shalei erogel we accomplished. There's no mitzvah d'iraisa to be mafrish bekurim. So that we accomplished shalei erogel. That we did already. But there's another thing we want him to be poided. So he said, you should bring Bikurim, and that will give him an initiative to be poided. That's the Chmir, that's Pshat Rashi. Now, let's go to Taisvitz. Zuk Taisvitz. Loikeyach umeybi Bikurim. This is Rashi's Agilse. And Rashi started off. Hochi Garsina. Loikeyach umeybi Bikurim. So who is the Loikeyach going on? And the Moicher. Hamoicher esodei loivet kechovim lekeach umeivi mimenu bikur. Zukirt gilsus hakuntres. But the way Taisvus brings down Rashi, Taisvus says gorapsan andre malach. The konsinen lei lachzer velikach mimenu. We consent him. He should. He sold it to a goy, so we consent him. He should purchase it. Aber kulalai le konsinen likach mimenu lafrishtumus amaisres. Taisus had epis on the Seir, they said, Bechlau didn't have Arashi. Or, I mean, Arashi said a whole mahalach. I mean, a Teire, there's a Chiyuv, and then Midarabonon, Midarateire, there's a Chiyuv, to be mafrish Bikurim, there's no Chiyuv to be mafrish Maisers, and then we have these two Takonis. The Mashal mentions this, that Arashi, Chudushiran, Arashi, it's a ganz fine mahalach, which Taisus Bechlal did not seem to be goyres. The whole thing is a knas. That's how Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi. It's a knas to purchase. It's a knas to purchase the bikurim, and he didn't count him to purchase the maisos. Mir koshla beinatam. The gemore maisi raya mihodi yeshkinyi loivet kechomim. So Taisus understood as follows. We have to understand, Rashi said a moire de kezach. Now, let me just give a little bit marchiv advor. We had here a machloikis, Rabbe and Rabbe Lozo, yesh kinyin la'akum lafkiye, ain kinyin la'akum. Now, poshet, between you and me, we can learn shah like this. The machlekes is, does the bailus akum mafkiye de kedusha? Does the bailus of the akum not mafkiye de kedusha? The Gemara brings that posik, Rabbe says, it's not mafkiye kili ha'oret li kedusha so. Again, can be mafkiye de kedusha. Rashi put in a moiridike vault over here. It still belongs to the moicher. It was never sold. The kedusha belongs to the moicher. And it's kilo mishkino. So Rashi said, min ha-toire, Rabid, it's your field. You have to be mafrish bikurim. This musik tois was never cholent for. It's the moicher, shem ishabayim. It's not his. The field is sold. There's a shaila, is it? Does it have kedushas? Oh, it doesn't have kedushas. But the field is sold. Not the way Rashi made it. It's a partial mechira. So, if Taisus did not learn like that, it's not a partial mechira. It's sold.
So why should the moicher have to be mafresh bikurim? Why should the moicher? What's the tag is in there? See, when it comes in him, so stick an oil on. What's the Gemara's kasha? Tosfos got stuck with the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hold an kinyan, so it's at tikkun olam. Tosfos sure is tikkun olam. Why should the moicher have to be pointed at bikurim? It's not his. It's the guy's. It's not his. So maybe why should he have to be pointed at? So it's not tikkun olam. So what's that Tosfos kasha? That means this whole concept that Rashi says it's a partial mechila and still belongs to the Moicher. Tosfos did not want to accept this at all. That Tosfos kasha. Kosher bein etap. The Gemara ma'isirayim mahodi yeshkin levi kachom. They tikkun olam in derai saloi. Menolai dilma tikkun olam koya hode chaybu likach. He's mechuyev tabai. So we do away with Rashi's girsa. The Baroi Svarim Leigar Sinin Umevi. That means that's Rashi's girsa. Amoicha Esadei Leivet Kechomim. Leikeyach. Now he purchases it. Umevi Mimena Bekor. Leigar Svarim, we don't have this Vav. Baruch Hikoma. Kol Odom Aleikeyach Mimena Umevi Bekorim. Leishna Moicha. Leishna Acher. Everyone brings Bikurim. Everyone brings Bikurim. So there's no special, what is Taisa saying? Let's first understand what Taisa is saying. So Taisa is saying, I'm really good at that. Just let's go a little further. The other say, Mechanazel goes, Haloikeach maybe, Vechem Birusham, Ilochere, others say it's the same thing. Haloikeach maybe Bikurim, fine. So Lochere, so Poshib Shad in Taisa is as follows. The Poshe Pshar is that if you hold Ein Kinyan, so the Peiris in Yesod are Bikurim. The Peiris are Bikurim. It blew by the Goy, but the Peiris are Bikurim. So Haloikeya, whoever purchases these Peiris, maybe. Now, I go to the Goy, and I'm buying a cluster of grapes, and the Goy tells me, you know, this is the first cluster that grew on the West Mokot. So the Yid buys it, so now he comes to the Rav, I'm allowed to eat it, so this is Bikurim. Ain't Kenyan. So you have to go and Lekeach, maybe Bikurim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha says, so why is it when they take an oil? Lekeach, maybe Bikurim. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. There's a Moiridike Kasha that the Bnei Yeshua asks on this Tosfos. He says, there's a chiyuv havo if a person possesses peyas bikurim. We're going to have a whole sugya, the next sugya. If a person purchases, gets a kinyan peyas in yenim skake, a lekeach soda for a zman, a kinyan peyas, does he bring bikurim? Doesn't he bring bikurim? Kinyan peyas ke kinyan aguf, laf ke kinyan aguf. In order to be mechuyev to bring bikurim, you have to be a balak karka. It's not something that peiris bikurim you have to bring. If it grew in mein karka, adom eshen osatali, then there's a sign of bringing bikurim. So the neishu effect of a state nish taisvis. What's shan taisvis? It's not knosis. Well, if you buy bikurim, you have to bring it. Hefdush is bikurim, you have to bring it. He says, anayim aise. He said there is one man, the Yom Baba Basra, that says like that, but we don't think of Paskin like that. The person purchases Bikurim, this is a merely kekash and Taisus, as if it's a Pnei Yeshua. Zok Taisus weiter. Now, Rabbi said, AFLP she'ein kinyin, he says, Rabbi said two aloches. Rabbi said he had two psukim. One posuk he said, ki li ha'oretz. Li ha'oretz means li kedushas oretz. So agoy en kinyan lav ki im kedushas ma'isa. Then you had another posik v'oretz nosan libnei odom. The second posik is telling me that the bnei odom, as we mentioned yesterday, is bnei odom harishin, which includes all umis, that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave eretz Yisroel to umis lach b'oreis sichin umores. That means they have a possession in Eretz Yisrael to change the physical structure of the
earth, the land that they bought. So Mamela, they can be Chayfer, Boyre, Sichin, and Moritz. Mitzad Acher, but the Kedusha Soritz, they can't purchase. This is Rabbi's Ashtik Torah. Vahod is Anyela El. So Taisa said, we learned before about Isa. Af al pi she'osa Yisrael nimusoi p'tur. So the kids said, so Rabbi holds when a goy possesses a karke, the Zachia Maisras on the karke. So if a yivah by these pairs, it's pebble. It's fine. So we learned about Isa before. Af al pi she'osa Yisrael nimusoi p'tur min ha'maisa. So there it's talking about such a story. Talking about that a goy had a karke, and he was mamashkin the karke to a yid, and this man piroin came by already, and he didn't pay up. So theoretically, the payers belong now to the yid. So it says, "Afa pishosi yisrael nimusoi ptura min amaisa." That means, so now I got a kinyan in the payers, but al kaponim, since the whole time the payers were growing, it was growing. Birshus Akum, so Memela, so it's Potamin Amaisa. Alme Yesh Kinyan. So Vektaisis, so we have enough in the Baraisa, we have enough in the Baraisa that says, a karke that belonged to a goy, was Mamashkin to a yid, so it says it's Potamin Amaisa, so you see, Klo, Yesh Kinyan, Lavkiyam Amaisa. What did Rabbi do with this Baraisa? And the Gemara said later that by Surya, since Kibush Yochid, Loishme Kibush, then we could say, Yesh Kinyan. A fellow rabbi that says, Ein Kinyan, that's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya, we say, Yesh Kinyan. Now, I just would like to say for a minute, a svore, could be, I saw the svore somebody, Rashi doesn't learn like this, but I would like to say, Vashmer, a geshmak is svore. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a posik, ki li ha'oretz, li kedushas ha'oretz. Kedushas ha'oretz is in the hands of the Rabbi Nishloelom, and it is not biyat anivro to be mafkiya this kedusha. This is kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If I hold Surya as a kibush yochid, and I hold kibush yochid, lo ishme kibush. If kibush yochid lo yishmei kibush, it doesn't have to shes Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Fine. The Rabbonon said, midrabboni yichai b'maisa. Now, what's a midrabboni yichai b'maisa? So the Rabbonon said that, but since this belongs to the B'nai Yisrael, we were kibushed, it's ours, so we're saying midrabbonon as a kedushas maisa, not because it's kili ha'oretz, this is nicht ha'oret. This is Surya. Of al kaponim mitarabonon that has kedushas Eretz Yisrael because it belongs to Yidin. Because we were kaivish, it belongs to Bnei Yisrael. So mitarabonon, something that belongs to Bnei Yisrael, has kedushas also gabi maisa. So if the whole kedusha originates because of the bailus Yisrael, so if a goyel buy it, so it's Eishitz. So Mamela, so therefore, there's no Kedushas Maisa. The whole Kedushas Maisa originated from the Kibush Yochid, from the Bailas. So this Bailas ended the minute we sold it to a goy. Now it's a goy. So Mamela, so that's why it's Potamina Maisa. That could be Efshir Nitin Leomel. Fine. Abu Kaponim, so we have Taisis, Taisis is bringing Gemaras. That these Gemaras say that Yesh Kinyan. So the first Gemara they say is speaking about Suri. Behidu Shoyo. The Mekabel Soda Avoisa Minoivet Keichovim, the Maisa Venoisen Loy. The Gemara said, let's not go into the complexities of the Gemara, but the Gemara understood as follows. The more understood that Hamakabel means that a person became a choicher from a goy. That means like this. So the voice means it's Eretz Yisrael. And he became a choicher from a goy. And choicha means that he has to give a certain amount of tvua, machta l'mor says, he has to give half of the tvua to the goy, and he keeps the other half. So it says over there, the maisa v'noisim lo. So the gemara that have a minute, the pshat is as follows. I have to give half of the tvua to the goy. So the gemara learned we hold ein kinyan. So b'emesin, it's chayiv b'maisa. The whole field is chayiv b'maisa. I'm going to give half of the tvua to the goy, so it's mishtav shilei. So I'm giving him, I'm taking Maman HaShevet and paying up the goy with maisa. So therefore the Gemara says, maisa v'noisen loy. So first you take off maisa on the whole field, and then you give the goy half of the tvua. So akoponim, the way the Gemara learned then, we hold enkin. And that's why maisa v'noisen. The dochi lehosam, the la'oilam yesh kinyin, there's no chiyav maisa, and that's a different pshat in the whole baraisa. It's a diyak, it's a zahatzik, not every guy. No, so Taisus got stuck. So we have an often a baraisa that holds yesh kinyin. And the dichi said, that's almost a dichi. The Gemara proves it from a diyak and the baraisa. So Taisus says, "Afal pi shadicha yemes ki the daik with the noket matzik, mikomo kim raya gemura leke." But it's not muchich; it's a dig. Veilamotzumei merava de sover enkinyan. That means this paraisa is eichnish zu gefelder. Umiu. So finish. So meila. So Rabba holds enkinyan. Umiu ashkechon rameya de sover yeshkin. So this is a boichoba tane b'salt yeshkin. Rameya holds yeshkin. B'soif per kame davoy dezorem. The Omar, it says over there, ein moichem lehem batim, or ein maskirem lehem batim, b'chol shkein de ein maskirem lehem sodis. You're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent a goy, a house, and the Vadigiv is a soda. What's the Vadigiv is? So the Gemara says, Mishim the Mafkelahu mi Maisris. Because by renting the goy, the field is Mafkelahu mi Maisris. The Cholzman Shehi Shel Yisrael, Cholzman Tiyit Komisha Zaira Chaya B'Maisa. If the goy is a Schir Sat Machir, Bechizov, Noroibet Keichov, Mazaira Potter, the Yeshkin. So Memela, let's stop over here a minion. So we have a kosh game that a sode is worse than a bias because it's mafkia the sode from maisa. No. So you see klo that Rameya holds yeshkinyan. If you hold them kinyan, so what's tafko? What's the kosh game? If there's a leisachonim, so by bias is leisachonim, by a soda, but what's the kosh game? So we see klo that Rameya holds that yesh kinyan. The e en kinyan, so Taisva says, the e en kinyan, if you'll say en kinyan, and what? So memele, so there is klushis maisa. Ein zu hafko mashen oivet kechovim maise karke hachayevitz. So Tosfos says, what's my rai? I chep it with Rabbo over here. What's my rai? Could be Rameya holds enkinyi. If you hold enkinyi, what's the hafko? The hafko is this gufe that you have a karke that is a chi of maise on the karke. And the goy is not giving maisa. That's the afko. Not the afko is that an afki kedushas maisa. No, but the afko, can you have a kalke that's tovul a maisa? No one's giving maisa. So ktaisves the hosam porich. There the gemara asks, why is sode more chomo than bias? Bias nami afki yemi mezuzah. Before, when Ayid lived there, there was a mezuzah. Mishani mezuzah chayves adori ve'ein zu hafko. So the Gemara answers that mezuzah is chayves ador ve'ein zu hafko. So this also should not be considered a hafko. Period. That what the goy is not giving maisa. Now I thought of ha'or and taisvis. Baruch Hashem, I found taisvis and Abay Dezorah says this, but taisvis says that's not pshat in the Gemara. About Kapono, I'd like to mention the ha'or. Taisvis says in Abay Dezorah, I'm more the kechilik. L'chayre, uklar ha'shayla, what is mezuzah? Mezuzah is chayves ha'bayis or chayves ha'dol. So if you learn it's chayves ha'bayis, it's a Yiddish bias, we used to put mezuzahs on it. I sell it to a goy. Now, I was mafkia, the mezuzah. I made it because when I Yiddish bias, I need a mezuzah. Now it's a goyish bias. That's called a hafko. So Mo says, no, chayves hador. It's not a din in the bias, it's a din in the door. Whoever lives in a yid or lives in a bias is mechuyif to put on a mezuzah. A goy who, what if no one is living in the bayis? No, the mezuzah. You need a mezuzah if you're living in the bayis. So if I'm not living in the bayis, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. I sell it to a goy. I'm also not living in the bayis. That's not called the hafko. So mezuzah zicha not called the hafko. Masha ain kein maisa. If you hold ain kinyin, so Emerson on the karkid is a din. It's tovul amaisa. The tvu mitzad atzmoi is mechayiv afrosh. No, there's a goy that won't be mafrish, and a mitzvah to be mafrish. That could be called the hafko. You have a mechayiv, and the mechayiv is not being niskayiv. So memele, we could say that that's pshat in the Gemara. That the difference between mezuzah in Meiser, mezuzah, there's no mechayiv whatsoever, because mezuzah's chayves hado. Meiser, take ein kinyan, and there is a, and that's called afko, because there is a mechayiv, and because there's a mechayiv to be mafresh Meiser, it's tovul a Meiser, but the Meiser is not being given. But Taisa says that's not pshat in the Gemara. So akaponim, Taisa here learns pshat, that the Gemara means something else. That Meiser is a hafko because yesh kinyin. That's Shatm Rameya. Meiser is a hafko because yesh kinyin. So we see Rameya holds yesh kinyin. So what is Taisva saying? What is Taisva telling us? So Taisva said, Rabbi said, ain't kinyin. That's what Rabbi said. But I got news for you. There's a Tane that holds yesh kinyin, and the Tane is Rameya in Abay Dezor. At Kan L'Shayna Taisis. That is what Taisis is telling us. Now, I would like to mention one shtikul ha'oreb. Rabbi said, ain't kinyin. He said, ain't kinyin. Where did he get this from? We got it from Psukim. Pasuk. Ki li ha'oreb, ki li kedushas ha'oreb. That's what Rabbi said. So Taisa says, oh, you know, Rameya holds Yeshkin. It's Amod Namais over here. That means, Bishloim, if Rabbi would bring a raya from a Mishnah, so good. This Mishnah is a raya, the Mishnah holds Yeshkin. Enkin. Rabbi will say, I have a raya from a Mishnah, Enkin. But Taisa said, good, but Rameya holds Yeshkin. Fine. Rameya holds Yeshkin. I have a star Mishnah, Enkin. Shalom al Yisrael. But Rabbi brought a raya from a posik. Now, Rameya also knew this posik. So, now we hear a machloik, it's a machloik, is Rabbi and Rameya have to shat a posik. I don't understand. So good. Abba Kabanim Taisa says, Rameya is not like Rabbi. Period. So, Bekitza Bataisa says, Rameya holds yesh kinyan. Behold, Amar Rameya, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Termin Mishel Oyved Kechovim Al Shel Yisrael. Now, if Rameya holds Yashkinyan, through the Gubay Agoy, how could you be Terem Al Shel Yisrael from Naptur Alachiyah? Hosom Mayrik Shegodloi Biyad Yisrael. They are speaking about a different story. This Tvue Shel Oyved Kechovim is speaking about a Gubay Agoy. And the goy purchased it after the gidl, and he made the miruach. And Rameya holds miruach eved kechovin does not patter. So Mamela, that's the toirim mishal eved kechov Moshe Yisrael. Means it grew by a Yisrael. The goy was kainet after the gidl, and he made miruach. Rameya holds miruach akum does not patter. The Gemara had said that the Makoyer of Rabbi Lozor, that Rabbi Lozor holds Ein Kinyin, the Makoyer of Rabbi Lozor, that Rabbi Lozor holds Yesh Kinyin, is because it says, the Goncha V'loy Dogon Akum. That means if a Goy claims Tvue, his kalkem, it's doganakum, it's potami maisa. So we see from this that the chiyuv maisa, is that if it's dogan yisrael, not over doganakum, we hold yesh kinyan. And what does Rabbi do with this pasuk? He darshes digulcha. But if the gemar meloche was made through a goy, that means the chiyev the poil litain is b'shas gemar meloche. So b'shas gemar meloche belonged to a goy, and he made the gemar meloche yepota. So taisves mitoich perish akuntres mashme doho ba'atal. Till the rabbi, the omar, ein kinyin, the dorish digulcha, lay digonoivet kechov. Islay miruach eved kechavam poitach. He holds miruach eved kechavam poitach. He darshens. So from Rashi it would seem that Rabbi does not darshen the goncha. He darshens the goncha. The loy digon eved kechavim. So islay miruach eved kechavam poitach. Ule Rabbi Lozo the Omar yeshkinyin. Rabbi Lozo haltoch yeshkinyin. V'dorish digoncho v'loy dogen oivit kechom islay demuruch oivit kechom meinei poita. That means we have here either yadashin digoncho or digoncho. Yadashin digoncho, so it's yeshkin yadashin. If I hold enkin, you see yadashin digoncho. The kosher, the kamet hanoyim nechluko bimiruch oivit kechom. So who machloikis? Vim kein kol oisem tanoim nami nechluku bi yeshkinyim vein kinyim. Vizeh doichek de rabbe, de rabbe loze, nechluku bi plukte de chol hani tanoi. That means, that's meiredik. Da is before far the rameye, rabbe, so zay afa wofen a rameye, but al kaponim, that is a riesige machloikis tanoi. That's very modne. Voi de mashmi benoches perik rabbi Shmuel, de kulu tanoi dorshi digumcham. V'loy digon oivet kechov, v'afilu man de mechayiv, miruach oivet kechov, elo de dorish mi tachamir, to trade the goncho ksi, v'ktois v'sfaket, everyone darshens digoncho. No, the one that says that yochayiv, he holds, that says twice digoncho, v'imi tachamir, elo l'rabis. L'chein nire, the rabbi and rabbi loza also kikulei alma. They hold like everybody that you also darshan digulcha. B'dorish nami rabbi loza digulcha v'loi digunoi vet kechov. Now, how did rabbi loza figure this out? Now, let me just mention one vote that the Marsha says over here, and then we'll appreciate what Tosfos is saying. There's a machtaisis brought before a machloikis tanoim if digon akum is potter or chayiv. The one that holds Digun Akum is potter, says Digun Chom. The one that holds that Digun Akum is Chaye, it says two times Digun Chom. Two times Digun Chom, Zemitach Amieta Lelorab, it's fine. So now, Zukta Marsho, Ashtikal Agdome, and what Toisvis is not talking about, and what Toisvis is talking about. He says, if I hold Lahaloche, Miruach Akum is potter, so then, you don't have to say Toiris, what's pshat in Rabbalosa? Rabbalosa is moiridik sheba moiridik. If two psukim, one is digoncho, to tell you that yesh kinyan. The other posik, digoncho, to tell me that miruach akum is potter. That means there's no problem whatsoever, according to Rabbalosa, if you hold miruach akum is potter, Rabbalosa can very easily hold like these tenoim, vakelt, and he has no problems whatsoever. Digoncho, digoncho, digoncho. Tupsukim says twice. One goes on Yashkinyan, and one says Miruach Pakas. Taisus had one problem. This is all I say about it to Mashas. Taisus had one problem. But there's one tanya that holds, Miruach Akum is potter. And Taisus is saying, Rabbi and Rabbalosa are not mishing zich with these tenoim. So Rabbi Loza can also hold Miruach Akum is potter. Number one. Number two, if Rabbi Loza holds Miruach Akum is potter, so Rabbi Loza, so why is Miruach Akum potter? Because I meet Achamir, Elul Rabbis. Now Rabbi Loza, now here they say that problem. There's no two miyutim. One is Digoncho, and one is Diguncho. How could you hold Miruach Akum is chayiv? You're saying that these are Maroim are neutral. How could Yol Miruach Akum is Chayim? He doesn't have to psukim. He dashes the Goncha. So the Goncha and the Goncha. So Mamela, how could he hold Chayim? That's the problem that Toysus had of him. So Toysus, Lakach, Nira, the Rabbi Rabbaloza, Osik Kulam. Betori, Shnami, Rabbaloza. Now Toysus talking about Rabbaloza, according to the Mount Yom, the whole Chayim. Betori, Shnami, Rabbaloza, the Goncha, Vulei, the Gon, Oivet, Kichovim. Now, so where did he get this from? Midrsiv digoncho. Leksiv tvuoscho. That means, how do I see digon over here? Because it should have said tvuoscho. Why did it say dogo? Let it say tvu. The avaksiv tvuoscho, avodoshin and shapir nami tvuoscho, le tvuoscho, evit kecho. Als yesh kinyin, it could have said tvuoscho. Why did the posik bring down dogo? So why did the Pasuk say Dogon? So it said Dogon to tell me Digon. Umi kol makim darishnami Digoncho v'loi Dogon oivet kecho. Bitoleksiv Digoncho behedya. But since it doesn't say beferish Digoncho, so memele, so I darshan Digoncho. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying like this. For yesh kinyan alone, it should have said Tvuascho. For digun alone, it should have said diguncho. It said diguncho, which is nishtahin and nishtaher. But so the diguncho is merames and diguncho. It's merames and tvuascho. That's what I hear from the diguncho. So memele is that it says twice diguncho. I have a kasha, why did it say twice digoncho, why didn't it say tvuoscho? So it's coming to tell us twice digoncho. So memele, the Rabbalozo that darshans, that even though he darshans yeshkinyin, that's because it doesn't say digoncho. But since it doesn't say tvuoscho, so it's telling me digoncho. So twice digoncho is gematria twice digoncho. So therefore, Rabbi Loza can hold that Miruach Akum is Chayim al Seimiyat Achamiyat al Rabbis. That's what Taisvus is saying. But Zomar Rebbe Oisem Enit Nochayim Ol Navo Ehev Taisvus Akash. So it comes out, Taisvus put in this word, Degoncho. Degoncho is a Muradike magic word over here. In Degoncho steht Tvuoscho. Losh steht nicht Degoncho. In Degoncho steht Degoncho, Losh steht nicht Tvuoscho. So, the Goncho tells me Tvuoscho and the Goncho. So now, if Rabbi Loza could hold
that miruach akum is chayiv. Why is miruach akum chayiv? Because emirtach emirt ela l'rabbis. So then he should hold in the same vein ein kinyan. Because the goncha means yesh kinyan. Tvoscha, yesh kinyan. The goncha nachamol, yesh kinyan. So Rabbi Lezer should end up with ein kinyan. That means Taisus just said such a beautiful shtik teire that the goncha is episazoi tvoscha and the guncha. So just like by the guncha, he can hold chayiv because amirtach amirtach ela l'rabbis. Who are then by the gum that by tvoas he also should hold ein kinyan because I meet after me at all the rabbis. That Taisus kash. Bim toim keiched the shini gabi the guncha. Lamad the machay viruch evit tuchov and I meet after me at all the rabbis. Achinami nidreish gabi the guncha. So let's make the same drosha by the guncha. Veishloimer the loim estave lo ukmi meet after me at lachol mili. That means, I have here two droshes. I have the goncha, the goncha. I have the guncha, the guncha. So it's not mistava that goes on everything. Dachsach mir, perhaps pshat and teisus is as follows. Between you and me, this halacha of a miyat achamiyat elul rabbis is a very shver halacha. I mean, the Torah says, let's say, digoncha, v'loi digonak. Nachamo, digoncha, v'loi digonak. So the pastor, the cross, telling us that miruach akum patos. Can't show you like that. But why did they have to tell me two times? I can figure that after once also. Oh! So, the teretz to this kasha, when there's a kefil, we have no legitimate reason for the kefil, so there's a klal, ein miyut achamiyut elul rabbis. So that's in Mizazoi. We have a Pashtei Dikro. Let's not run away from Pashtei Dikro. But we have a Kasha on the Pshat. So why was the Torah Kaifel? So the Teretz for this Kasha is L'Rabbis. But now if I have the Goncha is telling me the Goncha Tvua. It says Tvoscha Tvoscha. It says the Goncha the Goncha. So now, I have a kasha, so the pashtei dekor is telling us, yesh kinyan, the pashtei dekor is telling us, miruach akum patos. That's what the pashtei dekor is telling us. I have a kasha, why do I need a kefil? So if I answer the kefil on one thing, so it's finished. You know why I didn't say twice to tell me that miruach akum is mechayim? You don't have a kasha. That means I needed the kefil for this. You don't have to say that everything that I learned now from the pasuk after mafkia from pashtei dekor. Chom tocha pashtei dekor. May have a kasha. Though why did it say twice? So if the teretz is and to tell me that digun akum is machayev, so finished. I don't have to say everything is a hepech from pashtei dekor. So I dance with pashtei dekor. Pashtei dekor ma'isah is the goncha v'loidogun akum. That I remain with. Why did it say twice? Because there's another limud. And the other limud, I say, Mim yatach amiyat ala l'rabbis. So Taisus vayta vayta doi v'kachom mimavkiri v'od v'pligi Rab Yochanan v'reish Lakish. Here we had a very interesting gemara that if Yid was mafrish, peye, or there was leket and shikre, and a goy took it, so the Gemara says it doesn't become peya. Amir thinks that doesn't become peya. Adaita da akum miyafkere. Toisvis v'hod de pligi abyechne v'reish lokish b'yishalmi de peya gebov v'neseches peya b'hivke li Yisrael v'loi loivit kechovim abyechne no mahefker. So Toisvis had a kasha, but it's still hefker, even though it wasn't mafker for a goy. But it was mafkir for aniyei Yisrael, so it should be potem in amaisa, because like it should compare, it's potem in amaisa. Hani mili kishokalei Yisrael, amu kishokalei oivet kechovim, hefke betoisu ve'enai hefke. Now Dachsmer, we tried to explain this yesterday, Dachsmer Toys is saying, amoyre de kechidish. We're talking about a person was mafrish hefke. Mafrish pay. Or, there was like it a shikhe, which is a teretz hefker.
Now I have leket v'shikha in my kalke, I have pay in my kalke. The Torah says, tazayv, rabid, you don't touch this, this is for the amir. Fine, good, for the nelechid. A goy comes and takes it. He had no right to akashef amayis. He took it, he took the pay, he took the leket v'shikha. So Taisa says that's called the hefke b'tois. I mean, somebody like a mice hefke b'tois, I was mafke 10 days ago, the guy took it now. We're talking about the Torah like a hefke. I was mafke it, and the guy took it. So, what's this hefke b'tois? I think Pshat and Taisa is as follows. When I eat, let's say by leket, let's talk about the Torah like a hefke. I drop leket in my field. I'd love to pick it up. He says, Tazay, you dare pick it up, leave it there. Shikre, leave it there. You leave there. Pay mafish, leave it there. Fine. What will happen? What will happen? Some animals come into the field and eat up the leket shikre pay. Now, 120 years, will I have the mitzvah of leket shikre pay? So das mir, I won't have. I mean, the mitzvah is nigma. The mitzvah matnas haniyim is when a nani gets it. That means this is the hachona to the mitzvah. You have to leave it there that a nani should get it. But if you'll end up that a nani never got it on shuldik, there was a chishim lasas mitzvah, but it wasn't. So das mir, you don't have a mitzvah like a shikrapeya if a nani never took it. So the whole hefker, the hefker is a hachone that a nani should be able to get it. But if it never ended up properly, it never ended up that a nani was, that a nani acquired it, so that's a chmir, so it never became hefker. That means it never was, just like we mentioned yesterday, a gemara in Chulin, that if I know there's no aniyim, we mentioned the Ritva. If I know there's no aniyim, so the Gemara says it's tasiv laniyim b'leila talayf. There's no mitzvah to leave it over in the field. Take it for yourself. The Ritva says you can be zoichet. You can take it for yourself. The mitzvah is to leave it over for aniyim, and aniyim eventually should get it. If aniyim never got it, so the whole hefker was betoys. It was done, not necessarily. There was no necessity for this hefker because it didn't end up with a mitzvah. So therefore, that's why it's chayiv b'maisa, because it's a hefker b'tois.